CCTA wake up call for 11/12 and 11/13/2022. Wake up call for 11/12 and 11/13.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and this is our post-election show. And folks, it's been a busy week, a lot of things going on, a lot to talk about, and it ain't over. The fat lady ain't sung yet. I know a lot of people think it is over, but there's still a lot of unaccounted for votes out there across the country.
I know that they're using an abacus, I think, to do the counting in Arizona, right?
No, they were using their fingers, and they have to keep starting over.
And toes.
And toes, yeah. They have to keep starting over. But anyway, we've got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
And that's it for tonight. Melissa is out with a back problem, so we hope she gets better soon. Well, let's talk about the elections. Since we're here in Craven County, I can say Craven County, in my opinion, did really well. I haven't heard of any big problems in the county. Everything ran pretty smoothly. I'm sure there are some somewhere that will surface, but as of right now, I'm not aware of it.
Rick, I think the amazing thing, and again, I worked as an observer at one of the polls, and at that poll, they had to call for extra ballots.
Yes.
Because in Craven County, now there are essentially 73,555 eligible voters, and 36,966 cast ballots. That's 50.26% of the eligible voters voted.
Right.
Now, they may not have filled out the whole ballot, but as based on the numbers that we saw, but that's a pretty high number.
It was a remarkable day. I served as a judge, and in our precinct, we set a record. We've never had that many people come in and vote on election day. We had 1,150 voters come in.
And one of the precincts in Craven County, I know that they had to go to the state board of elections to ask for an easement to allow voting up until, was it like 7:55
or 8:05?
8:05 originally.
They ran out of ballots in River Bend,
yeah.
And they had to wait till they could get some more ballots. So they extended the hours there, and I heard there were some other areas across the state where they had the same problem.
Mm. Yeah, I worked as an observer during early voting down in Havelock, and I have to say the atmosphere of the polling place where I was working, people were very friendly, people were very comfortable. It was just a very nice, relaxed place to be. There was none of the conflict that we keep hearing about.
Right. Well,
and of course, that's inside the polling place. Now, outside was a whole different story, but
don't let that mislead you folks and say, oh, all this mess about election fraud and all that's a bunch of baloney, because it's not. Just because we aren't experiencing it here, and just like we haven't been experiencing riots and burning down the buildings and things like that, doesn't mean it doesn't happen somewhere else in the country, because it does. There are a lot of investigations going on right now as far as election integrity goes, and fraud and accusations of underhanded things going on. In Arizona, for sure, is one of the hot spots.
One of the things that I came across in doing some research was an article up at a site called the Conservative Treehouse, and they were talking about the difference between ballots and votes, and the fact that the Democrats were concentrating on ballots and the Republicans were concentrating on votes. The Democrats were getting the mail-in ballots in early to counteract the Republicans voting on Election Day.
Right.
And that's how Fetterman and Whitmer won the Senate race and the governor's race in different states, because they had such a plethora of ballots coming in ahead of time. And of course, as the Voter Integrity Commission that was done, I think, under Jimmy Carter said, the easiest place to do voter fraud is in mail-in ballots.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, it was very misleading for a lot of people when they were watching the election results. They thought they were losing races.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of votes that were mail-in are one from one particular party that really take advantage of the mail-in.
Yes.
And then the other party shows up on Election Day, mainly, and votes at the poll on Election Day. So what you saw in the beginning was all those mail-in ballots. Those numbers were already counted, and that's what was showing up. And you were saying, oh, gosh, we're losing. And then all of a sudden it turns around when the polls closed.
Rick, I think one of the other things along with that is that the on Election Day, as the polls close, the urban areas, it's easier for them to report their numbers quickly rather than the suburban and
right.
way out districts. So all of a sudden you have those urban areas supporting, and generally they are voting with one party as opposed to the suburban voting for the other party.
Right.
And so you see this in the way that it's reported, that all of a sudden you're way behind, and then all of a sudden it's catch up or the other way around.
It is. And trust me, folks, there is a lot of manipulation that goes on in the elections, from the money that's poured into certain races in certain areas, from people being transported from one state to another to beef up campaign staffs and all that and get the vote out, all those. There's tons.
Democrats are paid to work the polls, $15 an hour. And the Democrats asked how much I make, because I worked the polls 7 days early voting and then all day, Election Day, in the cold. And so how much are you getting paid to work here? I said, I don't get paid.
Yep.
And they said, well, I wouldn't work the polls if I didn't get paid. And I said, well, that's the difference between you and me. I said, I do it because I love my country. And this is my civic duty. I just want to get involved. I help people know who the candidates are. But I appreciate you guys had a red wave in Craven County. In Pitt County, we didn't have a red wave. It was dismal. Of all the great candidates, and we had some really outstanding candidates this election year, only one candidate won, and that was Dr. Tim Reeder. So he ousted the Democrat, Brian Farkas, from the state house. So that's good news, but bad news is that all of our other candidates, none of them won. None of them. And they were, like I said, they were superior. They were fine, outstanding human beings.
We've gotten a long ways away from the way elections used to be held.
Yes.
And it's easy to understand why people are frustrated fed up and are demanding justice. And, the controversy over the machines versus paper ballots, the controversy over mail-in ballots, the controversy over drop boxes, which, hey, why is there a controversy over that? I mean, common sense. Yeah. And if the video, the surveillance videos of the drop boxes doesn't convince you.
But not everybody has common sense.
Right. Yeah, I understand
that's
that.
And another thing is, we saw some of the typical Republican, Democrat tension at the polls on the outside, and typical Democratic schemes was there was someone outside. He was 6 foot, I want to say 6 foot five, 6 foot seven, very tall man. I stood next to him the entire time, and he had a poster that he it was a wooden poster, and he was holding it up, so you can imagine, pretty easy to see. the man was so kind and he was so respectful. If he did not talk to people, he did not yell, he did not harass anybody. If people came up and looked at his poster, he would say, you know, can I answer any questions? And he brought backup material in a folder. You know, so he had,
right.
And he was trying to challenge the incumbent sheriff, Paula Dance. And apparently you guys, Craven County, got 21 of our law enforcement officers because they could not stand working for her. And they, when they put their resignation letters in, they pointed to the, she created a hostile working environment, blah, blah, blah. And she's not a team player, all that stuff. I read all the letters that these 21 officers submitted. So what the Democrats were doing, the poll workers, well, they didn't want that because they're there for Paula Dance. They were texting their friends and saying, you need to contact the board of, the director of the Board of Elections and say that there's a man who is harassing and bullying voters, and you know beef it up, say, you know, they were so threatened by him, intimidated by him, that they went and voted someplace else. None of it was true.
Yeah,
this is Democrat, this is from the playbook, you know. So sure enough, someone from the Board of Elections came out and went up to him and said, sir, I need you to stand over here, not say a word, do not engage with voters, blah, blah, blah. We're getting plenty of calls that you're harassing voters. And I'm thinking, you know, he's lucky he has a lawyer standing right next to him. So I said to this Board of Elections guy, I go, what's the problem with him? Well, getting a lot of calls that he's harassing voters and they're intimidated, they don't want to vote here, blah, blah, blah. And I said, all these things you're saying, not a single instance happened. I said, I stood by him the entire time. I said, he didn't do any of those things you're accusing him of. And he goes, and who are you? So I said, I'm an attorney. He goes, I don't care if you're an attorney or not. This guy, they silenced him. His First Amendment right to his opinion, right? That's what politics is all about. That's what elections are all about. You view your opinions, your information, facts, figures, into the marketplace of ideas. So people know when they vote that they're making the right choice. Mm-hmm. But that was a problem for a couple of days.
Yeah. Wow. Well, fortunately, I didn't witness any conflicts at all. Of course, my precinct is a little unique in that aspect, I understand. But other precincts may.
Yeah, we're Democrat.
All right. And thank you for pointing out that you are from Pitt County.
Yeah.
The rest of us are from Craven County, so that's where our perspectives come from. The counties are very different.
And I wish I live in Craven County.
We'll make room for you.
I'm thinking of disbanding my Tea Party over this election.
Don't do that. All right. It's time for us to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before we move on to some other states, Bob, you had some more data here on North Carolina?
Yeah, just a simple statistic, and this is, again, Craven County. You know, we had a lot of early voting days, and so within the county, we had 36,966 voters in total at this election. Of that, 21,508 were early voters, which is quite a high percentage of it. I mean, that's like, what is it, 70%, somewhere 60,
yep.
65 to 70% were the early voters. And just an amazing statistic. And I know that, yet we know that on Election Day,
right,
polls were full.
Well, you know, there was a lot of hype and projection out there that there's going to be this big red wave. Well, if you look, there were some areas of the country that experienced a red wave, but other areas did not. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. There's a big machine out there trying to turn red states blue, tons of money, billions of dollars being spent on doing that. Also, the fraud and abuse that goes on. The early voting is abused. The states that have the drop boxes, all those things were in play and have affected the outcome. So,
including one judge that said, "Well, it's illegal to watch a drop box." Now, how is it illegal to watch a non-polling place drop box?
Well, did you see the 2000 Mules movie?
Yes.
Okay, most of those drop box videos were from county.
Mm-hmm.
Owned cameras that,
yes,
were put there to monitor, you know, so no, it's not illegal to monitor a drop box.
I want to make a comment about how the news has been spinning things, because a lot of the commentaries, even the so-called conservative commentaries, have said that Trump was a weight on the candidates and that he was the reason we didn't have the red wave. Well, the Gateway Pundit posted an article yesterday, and they pointed out a couple of things. They pointed out that Trump endorsed 174 candidates who won and 9 who lost. Now, that's a pretty good record.
Yeah.
But in the article, it makes a comment. Again, we are dealing with the uniparty that does not want Trump in power because he's a threat to the leadership.
Explain to people what you mean by uniparty.
There is an establishment in Washington that is made up of both Republicans and Democrats, and they love their little cocktail parties, and they love their little ways that they make money that we don't know about, like stock trades and stuff like that. And they are a clique, and they are the elites who want to continue to run the country.
And they're usually the ones that get the higher positions,
yes,
within the party, within
and
Congress, the appointments.
There's a comment in this article by a guy on Twitter by the name of DC Drano. And he said, "I got to see the GOP establishment campaign machinery up close during this election. If you're a rhino, you got the campaign funding. If you're a MAGA, they don't even return your calls. Rhino leadership intentionally sabotaged the red wave to hurt Trump and the MAGA faithful. Don't let them twist what actually happened. Now, we saw that when Mitch McConnell endorsed Lisa Murkowski.
Yep.
And held out money from the candidate in New Hampshire who was running for Senate, I believe.
Right.
And again, they know that if the people's representatives, which I believe the MAGA candidates are, get in power, that the current set of elites will be voted out of their leadership positions.
And investigated.
Oh, that too. And that's what they're trying to prevent. But it's not fair to the American people because we're going to get the status quo and we're not going to get the change that we have been fighting for probably for the past 10 years.
Yep.
So you said they wanted to sabotage Trump?
Yes.
It's a 95% of rate, effective rate for his candidates.
Yes.
Candidates he supported.
Right. Well, the
That's
article includes a list of all the candidates he supported, and it points out that he had a very large role in the primary elections. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Oz was up against a Democrat machine in Pennsylvania.
Is that Fetterman?
Yes. He was up against John Fetterman. Now, if you watch that debate, there was no way you could vote for John Fetterman. But again, if your party loyalty is more important than your country, you're just going to hit the D.
Right. Well, there's a lot of that that goes on. The post-election news articles and a lot of things that I was watching, they were pushing now that, as you said, we've got to shut down Trump because he's a loser.
Yeah.
Okay? They're trying to put it as he was the problem. He's the one that caused these candidates to lose. So he's not good for the Republican Party anymore. The uniparty, as you're talking about. And what they're trying to do now is divide us again by saying, okay, DeSantis had an overwhelming victory in Florida. Now, I'm pro DeSantis. I think he's done a great job in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. He stands up. He does what he ought to do.
The right thing. Right.
I think he would make a great candidate. But I'm not in agreement with the party trying to push more division in the party because you can't just take all these millions of people that are MAGA supporters, as Mary pointed out.
Yeah.
You can't just take and trash them and say, no, your candidate's a problem. We're going back this other candidate.
Yeah, that's like a Pelosi calling the Trump supporters deplorables. Was it Hillary?
Hillary.
Calling deplorables.
There is a quote from an American historian by the name of Carol Quigley, who lived from 1910 to 1977, because I want to put the timing of this quote in perspective. This is the quote. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals in politics, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Then it should be possible to replace every 4 years, if necessary, the party, which will be none of these things, but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies.
That right. makes sense.
But that's where we are.
But I'm, as an attorney, I see the political system as the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
You have one attorney, you have the defense, and you have the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's adversarial, and it's adversarial because one has to win. It gets very passionate, it gets very aggressive, and winning is most important. So that's why I think they have such a division, is that they don't want to they don't want to be close together. They want to be as far apart as possible so that they can fight for their side and become.
But I don't think the battle is between the sides. I think the battle is between the establishment and the people who are trying to represent the American people. I don't think parties matter.
I don't think anybody represents the American people anymore. I really don't. I'm thinking of almost disbanding my Tea Party.
And see, that's another problem. Yeah. Even the grassroots groups and efforts cannot come together and agree to work together in this effort. And that's one thing you have to say about the liberal left, is they will unite together and work together.
All the crazy factions are Democrats. But I'm going forward, I don't want to use the word Republican anymore. I'm sick of the Republican Party. I think they've let us down this election.
Yes.
And so I want to just refer to the candidates that represent us. I mean, decent human beings, Americans, you know, with decent values, as conservatives, not as Republicans, not as Democrats, conservatives.
Patriots.
Patriot. Yep.
I would go along with you, conservative, but what I would really, at least not at the current time, I don't want to see a third party started. I would rather infect the Republican Party with conservatives. I will vote for the candidates. I will not.
Yes.
I need to vote for the candidates.
Once primary's over, we're stuck with the candidates, and whether we like it or not. And even a bad Republican is better than a Democrat.
I believe that.
Well, I don't know.
Not when they're voting the same way. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's the problem we have with your back to the uniparty thing. When you've got people on both sides of the aisle voting across the aisle with the other side.
Yeah. But bipartisanship is good.
Well, if it's true bipartisanship. But it goes much deeper, more than we can get into in an hour show. It's where all these bills are stacked with so many different things.
Yeah, Christmas
tree effect.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'll vote for your bill if you'll vote for my bill because your bill's got something in
it. Work or whatever, all the riders that they attach. Yeah.
So everything else that's in that bill, whether it's an abortion issue or some freedom of speech, it doesn't matter. As long as they get the little piece that they want.
Right, for their constituents.
Their vote's for sale.
God love our representative, Walter Jones, who passed away, and that's how we got Greg Murphy. But his policy was, if a bill contains anything bad, he was not voting for it. So sometimes it looked like his record was kind of spotty, where he didn't vote, but actually...
It was very principled.
Principled. So like a John Birch Society, when they do the voter, they rate the representative... He always got high marks because he was such a principled politician, you know, official.
What we need is a law that says no bill can be more than 3 pages long, and it has to deal with one subject.
Yep. No add-ons, no tack-ons.
Exactly.
Right.
And it should be easy for every American to read it. And
again, I'm going to go back and say that's common sense. And I think the people that are elected and serving in Congress should have common sense.
Yeah. It's not a matter of their common sense. It's a matter of what they want to do.
Right. So they know that if they want to get on this committee, they've got to do certain things to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
So they can buy themselves a spot on that committee. That's what it comes down to.
And I think back on the health care bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
The federal health care bill, Obamacare. That was 1,100 pages long, right? Who's going to read that? I know.
We got to vote for it, pass it before we know.
Yeah, you got to vote for it.
To find out what's in it.
Yeah.
And we've seen other things, whether it's statewide or whether it's federal. You're given 2 hours to read that 1,100 pages.
Oh, yeah. Some have been less than 2 hours.
Yeah. They'll say, here, they're 20-year-old, aides, office aides. You read this for me and summarize it for me.
Yeah.
20-year-old, 19-year-old people, are they really going to understand?
So, we don't have an easy solution, folks, but the main thing that we want you to carry away from this is you need to be informed.
Yes.
don't just sit back and think everything's right. Don't trust the government.
That's right.
The government is not your friend. If you haven't figured that out yet, the government consists of flawed human beings.
Yeah.
Okay? And you need to wake up and find out what's really going on up there in D.C. Also, right here in North Carolina, I'm going to finish up with this for North Carolina. There are reports. There were some problems with the machines in North Carolina. Several places, they had equipment failures and shutdowns, and those things are being looked at and investigated. I'm not going to mention any counties or precincts or anything like that, because we don't have the facts to back it up. All I can tell you is it's being investigated. So there are problems, and they need to be worked on, but you need to be aware of what those problems are and how you can help put pressure to get those problems looked at. Now, let's move on somewhere else. Arizona is a very hot topic. Reading from the Gateway Pundit, says, what the heck? Sheriff's deputies surround Maricopa County Tabulation Center, perched on the roof, barricades and fence set up around the perimeter. Maricopa County is still counting the votes from Tuesday's botched primary election, and they have secured the perimeter of their tabulation center using multiple sheriff's deputies fencing and barricades around the sidewalk. The deputies are also not allowing photos to be taken on county property. Why?
Why? Yeah.
Why? What are you trying to hide? You know.
You know. Well, Rick, who's in charge of the voting process in Arizona?
Well, that's another thing. What they call superintendent of elections. I can't remember the official title, but the one that's in charge of the elections there. Not attorney. Secretary of State. Yeah, is running for governor. Is on the ballot. And she's controlling the elections. Now, is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah.
But she did not recuse herself.
There was a...
Nothing to see here, folks.
Katie Hobbs or something. Yeah, is that her name?
Carter Baker Commission back like in 2004 under Bush. They commissioned this committee, nonpartisan, to study elections, like the 2000 election, the 2000... the election before that, they were looking for problems and where fraud comes in. And they recommended that states have an audit system because elections, those two past elections that they studied were fraught with fraud. And then number one, fraud was conflicts of interest, massive conflicts of interest. And then their number one suggestion, besides that, was voter ID. Every state needs some form of a voter ID.
Right. Serving as a judge in the polls, I can't tell you how many people come in with their driver's license and put it in your face, and you tell them, I can't look at that, I can't accept that. But they want you to know. They're making a statement. Yeah. They want their ID to be used.
You know. Along with that, also, Rick, you had run as a candidate in the past.
Yes.
In those years, you were not allowed to be a judge.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's straightforward. You're not allowed to be a judge if you're running as a candidate.
Right. Now, that's here in North Carolina in Craven County. But
it makes sense.
It's common sense.
Yeah.
Now, I said I was going to move on from North Carolina, but just talking about Arizona and what they were doing. Remember in the last election, they put cardboard over the windows and all so you couldn't see into the where they were counting votes
and
stuff.
Yeah, they bring boxes in and stuff.
Okay. There's been reports that something very similar to that has happened here, that they refused some poll watchers access to some of the polls.
In North Carolina?
Yes. And that they took and put tarps over the chain link fence so they couldn't even see into the grounds.
Wrong.
Now, I can't confirm that. Hopefully, if that is true, there will be more information coming out on it. But if it's not true, why is that information out there? Why is it? Somebody is afraid that something underhanded's going on, which says we don't have confidence in the system, and we've got to fix that.
In 2000, Florida had an election disaster. We all remember the hanging chads and the whole thing. Florida now has one of the most efficient, most honest, and quickly reported elections in the country.
Yep.
We need to learn from what Florida did. They corrected the problem.
Yep, and we can do it too. They set the example. One thing is to get away from the way we do it now because it doesn't work and go back to the way we used to do it when it did work. All right, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we're talking about post-election issues here. it's not hard to find plenty of information out there pointing to the fact that we, the people, are not satisfied with our election systems. How do we identify exactly what's wrong with them? Well, you get informed. You start going out and doing your own research. But I'm going to tell you, don't Google anything. Mm-hmm. If you're still using Google, you're part of the problem. Google is steering people during the election cycle. The evidence is out today, the proof of it, how many thousands of different things on the internet they steered people away from because they're pushing their own political narrative. So when you search for your information and you're doing it through Google or some of these other search engines that censor, or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they are steering you to what they want you to see. You need to get away from Google. There's plenty of alternatives out there. DuckDuckGo is one. Brave is another one. There's all kinds of alternatives. If you go out there and just do your homework, you will be able to pick one. It's not hard to switch from one browser to another or one search engine to another, but the information is out there. You just have to go looking for it. Don't trust just going to one source, because I can show you one topic and a dozen sources that are polar opposites on the issue. And it's you that has to make a decision. Which one are you going to believe? What was it? Was it Joe Biden? I think it was Joe that said, what do you want? You want the truth or the facts? Okay.
It's a Bidenism.
Yeah. So you need to decide whether you want the truth or the facts and go where you can get them.
In addition to being informed when you go to vote, I think you should also get others to get out the vote.
Yes.
Too many people are staying home. And I think, at least in Pitt County, for this election, the voter turnout was poor.
Right.
Republicans actually, they said, came out in larger numbers. Democrats were depressed,
yep,
didn't come out, but they still took the elections. Yep.
Well, and see, that's why people are questioning it. Yeah. Common sense and what you see doesn't match up with the results you get.
Exactly.
Okay? And so people are questioning, well, wait a minute, you know, we had all this and
every reason to vote for conservative, and we have the numbers in the community, they just did not show up.
Right. It's just like down in Georgia, you've got Stacey Abrams still trying to, and she lost again. She's still not governor. She wasn't governor, even though she kept claiming she was, it was stolen from her.
Yeah, because, you know.
Right. Anyway, you've got her down there in Georgia claiming that voter suppression.
Yeah.
They had the highest turnout. So how are you getting so much suppression? And if there is voter suppression is a real issue, where's the evidence? Where's one case that's being tried where somebody took it to court that, hey, my vote was suppressed? Where are the charges that are being filed? Where is it?
Yeah.
Show it to me. It's just like you keep hearing about the MAGA people and the rioting they're doing and all that. Where is it? There was plenty of video of BLM and Antifa and all burning down buildings with people in them, police stations, things like that, totally destroying neighborhoods. They took over, what was the little city they set up?
Chaz.
Yeah, out there in Oregon and Seattle, Washington and all. There's plenty of video of that, but where's all the video other than the manipulated video from January 6th where people went to exercise their First Amendment right and it got turned into they are terrorists and they are, well, they got a number of terms they use now to identify us, but it's just crazy, folks. You can't believe what you see on mainstream media, because that narrative is being controlled and pushed. And all of your mainstream media is owned by the same seven corporations. And you can find that out. Go out and search for Mockingbird Project, and you'll see how the CIA set that up, and it's still in effect today. How'd I get off on that? Bob, you were saying something else about Arizona.
I was going to, now I know we had Jay Delancey here. And, you know, right now, sometimes we gripe because of the way elections are run. But in many places, they're run according to the current election laws and with the current penalties if you violate those laws. But many times, many of the penalties, like them covering the windows and all that, no observers and this, that, and the other thing, those penalties are very minor, probably slightly more severe than a slap on the wrist, but they might be, a $200 fine or something like that. We need to push the legislature to make those penalties significant if you violate the voting process.
Yeah, the catch 22 there, the problem with that is you're asking the legislators to put in effect something to control themselves.
To control themselves, yes.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we definitely want you to get involved at the local level, because that's where it all starts. Start going to your school board meetings. Start getting involved in your school board meetings. Diane, you reminded me of something when you were talking a minute ago. Folks, if you really want to see a wave, Diane tells you to get out and get other people to go to the polls and vote. I'm going to urge you to do something else, the way it used to be done. Look at the way neighborhoods were 50 years ago. Get your neighbors together on the weekend. Have a barbecue. Have a block party. Get to know each other. Share information with each other. Build a unity in your neighborhood and work together. And then when election time comes, you as a group can go out and be really effective, mm-hmm. reaching into other neighborhoods in your community. And as that grows,
yeah.
You'll find, you know, it used to be if a guy's barn burnt down, all his neighbors came and built a new barn.
Out, yeah.
Today, I bet you most people don't know half the neighbors within a one block radius.
It's a, remember the commercial, I think it's for shampoo maybe, tell two friends, they'll tell two friends, they'll mm-hmm. tell two friends. And that's what this is about, is that you tell your neighbors, they'll tell their relatives, their friends, their coworkers. And Rick, what you said is so true. I did that exact thing with my neighborhood. So I have 38 families in my development. I went around to every single one about 2 months ago or a month and a half ago. I talked to every single neighbor. I handed out, you know, all the palm cards and stuff like that, and asked them to vote for, you know, like I said, Karen, please vote for my friend Karen. She's my best friend. She's running for state senate. Please vote for this person. You know, and I know these people, and they're good people. On election day, at the polls, I saw every single neighbor come in, and they voted right. conservative. On election day, I saw probably 70% of my neighbors. They all came in. Voted right. conservative. So it does work.
That's what we got to get back yeah. to. And when you're doing that, say you've seen, there's a number of documentaries out there on these very issues we're talking yeah. about, with the evidence and video and audio. They're all over the place. 2,000 Mules was one. Yeah. Bloody Hill's another. If you've got those videos,
I do.
Share them with your neighbors. Say, hey, we're having a movie night. Everybody bring some sandwiches or something. We'll have popcorn, drinks, whatever. Yeah. And share that. Yeah. Get it out there. Folks, that's the way to get things
it's
done.
It's also a great way to finally meet your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, and again, as an organization, CCTA, we cannot endorse candidates. As an individual, I made up a sheet of the candidates that yep. I was voting for. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody asked me, you know, what my opinion was, well, guess what? I'm giving you a copy of this sheet because that is my opinion
right.
down the bottom.
That's a good point. And all citizens have the right to do that. But it speaks to your character. People get to know you by your character, how you act, what you do. Yep. They know you by your fruits. And you'll find that if they like the stand you take, they will come to you and ask your opinion.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of that.
And make it available on paper.
Right.
Give it to them. Don't make them commit it to memory because they won't.
Right. All right. Okay, well, we're about to run out of time. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo,
Think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We've been talking about post-election. Bob, you brought up some points there during the break. I want to jump on, and it's kind of what to expect. Like the January 6th commission, if the majority changes in the House, what do you expect to happen with that?
Well, I think, depending upon who they put in as speaker and who they put in as the leadership in the party, will we have another January 6th committee to expose the January 6th committee? I mean, that sounds silly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
the bottom of some of this.
Not to be a rerun of that committee, yeah, but to be able to expose the ill deeds of the original committee.
Right. Well, over the past few years, there's been a number of things that I think the majority of American people are very upset about and dissatisfied with, impeachment hearings and
Russian collusion.
Yeah.
I think the abuse of the Attorney General and the Justice Department going and essentially, I'm editorializing, busting down doors to get to people that, were you there?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're weaponizing the Democrats, and I don't mean to put it in political terms, you know, party terms, but they're weaponizing the government against American citizens.
Yes, the FBI.
Yeah, the IRS. You know.
Well, you know.
So I guess what I'm saying is if the House does change, are we going to see a push? I know there are a few outspoken representatives there that will push for it, but do you think they can get it done?
I don't know. They say they want to do these things, and it's the right thing to do, and we as the voters, American people, we're waiting for them to do something about it, but they don't. They never do.
Are we as a voters tired of hearing about the committee? And if they formed another committee, will we just say, "Oh, we've already heard that"? Or what?
Right.
No, I want
answers.
I want the juicy answers. Yeah. Yes.
Well, they've already projected the fact that they've already said, well, we want to deal with the things that are impacting the American people, like inflation and fuel prices. Okay, but you need to do that, but okay. You need to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah. Well, let's look at Brazil.
Oh.
Have you seen the video of the people in the streets there?
I have not, no.
But I'm aware of what's happening there, yes.
Well, they're by the millions in the streets. Yeah. It was Brazil, right? The election?
It was Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They don't like the results of the election. And they're showing up in the streets by the millions, as far as you can see.
Do they have a leg to stand on?
Yes.
Okay. So it's legit. It's not.
It's not. There's a very strong possibility that the election was stolen.
And when you say, do they have a leg to stand on? I think it stands. I think it's based on where is the military willing to get involved.
Well, my whole point for bringing that up, if that's just one example, there's dozens of others around the world in these third world countries. The people are hitting the streets. France, Europe, all over the place. They're hitting the streets, and the people are wanting to be heard. Yeah. Well, we did that here on January 6th, and look what happened. How are we going to get our voice back? Because I think, you know, what they did, the whole purpose for January 6th and the reason for the January 6th hearings and all was to intimidate the public and say, this is what's going to happen to you if you raise your voice again. Mm-hmm. If you use your First Amendment rights, you're talking about busting down doors and taking them into custody. They've been very orchestrated in doing these things and making, and with the media is a cohort there. They help them accomplish it.
And Diane, you mentioned that is that it based on party or whatever else? I think if you look at the FBI underlings or whatever else, even if they're, regardless of where their personal position is, their job is in jeopardy if they don't follow the line.
Well, at some point, you've got to put your principles and your country above your job. And All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We want to thank you folks for tuning in. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. They keep us on the air, and we hope you want us to stay here. So do that for us. And please come back next week and join us again. And don't forget, we have our public meeting the third Tuesday of every month, downtown New Bern Stanley Hall Ballroom. Come and join us there. It's at 7 p.m. And the month of December is our Christmas party, and it's free. It's open to the public. We'll have turkey and ham and all that good stuff and play some games, and everybody always enjoys it. So come on out and join us at cctaxpayers.com, our website, and you can find more information there.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.